We're here on the Tiger Sports Network with Tigers men's and women's head coach of the tennis programs, Justin Stuckey, taking a look back at the 2010 fall campaign and looking ahead to the 2011 spring in which his Tiger team will kick off North Coast Athletic Conference play. First of all, Justin, thanks for taking some time. Successful on both sides, men's and women's teams combining for a 7-0 record in dual matches over the course of the fall. I have to imagine you're feeling pretty good heading into the off season, into the winter portion of your schedule.
Yeah, feeling really good. It was a great fall portion for both the men's and women's tennis teams. We got to find out a lot about a lot of our incoming freshmen and our returners. So it was a pretty good fall. We played a lot of different competition as far as levels with Division I, Division II, and Division III. So it was a great fall.
And, of course, now looking ahead at the winter, it's going to require your players to continue to work out, obviously hit the weight room, hit the indoor courts when the weather becomes inclement. And I have to imagine having that success early, all of these players are going to be even more and more motivated to make sure that they do all those little things right before spring kicks off again in February and March.
Yeah, the players will definitely be holding their captain's practices, getting out there and looking forward to the spring season because of our results in the fall. But they all do know that there were still things that we need to work on, you know, as far as going forward to the spring, just because we had some doubles results that were kind of unfortunate. We had some singles things that we need to work on. But, you know, overall, there are always things that you can improve on. And that's why I think that we're looking forward to the spring season, because we're going to use that off season to prepare us for that.
Talking with head coach Justin Stuckey, we'll begin our talk on your tennis programs on the men's side, where they went 3-0 this past fall and played as part of three different flighted tournaments, one which you hosted, and then a couple of long road trips. I know you guys had a short trip down to Fairborn to play some Division I competition, but also went up to Kalamazoo for the regional tournament. Before we talk about the dual meet portion of your schedule, coach, how did you guys fare when it came to going out there individually against some top-tier competition in the region and Division I?
I think it was pretty good. Starting with our invitational tournament, I was very pleased with our doubles play. You know, our freshmen definitely stepped up and stepped into the college format and understood the eight-game pro set situation. And our returners, you could definitely tell that they did a lot in the off season as far as the summer months to prepare themselves for those tournaments. Invitational-wise, we had some players that made great runs. We had, I believe, Sam Wilkie and Tyler Strong, who made it to the semifinals of our flight tournament for doubles. We also had Tyler Strong, who lost a tough three-setter at his finals for his bracket for our invitational. When we came time for the Division I team tournament in Fairborn, that was hosted by Wright State and University of Dayton. That was a great test for us. Anytime you're playing against all Division I schools, you're only Division III school, you're going to learn a lot. And all the players, they learned a lot about the intensity as far as for doubles and singles. And all I was looking for was just to see that some steady improvements. When you go from the invitational to the ITA tournament to the dual matches, and then also to finally that Wright State University of Dayton tournament, you could see steady improvements in our play. All the freshmen, you could tell they were gaining some valuable experience. The upperclassmen, they were seeing the type of leadership that they were going to need to help the freshmen with. And, you know, it was just overall a great experience. And that's all you ask, is to see those steady improvements as we get time for our toughest part of our season, which is our conference tournament.
You've got two seniors returning and a wealth of upperclassmen returning, beginning with one of your senior captains, Bobby Fisher, who, at least as of right now, coach, looks like he's going to be another one of your stout leaders, both on and off the court this year. Talk a bit about what he's been able to do and what you expect from your upperclassmen, both on and away from the court.
Well, I expect that leadership to always be shown, especially when you're bringing in, on the men's side, four freshmen. You know, they're all new to this game. They're all new to the college format as far as the scoring, as far as the atmosphere that's presented, all the things that are associated with college tennis. So I'm very pleased with the way that he's handled himself on and off the court, and I think that he has provided that great example for them, because this is a full year process. There is we have our fall season, as you know, and then we also have our spring season. So it's important to be checked in mentally, because there's a lot of tennis that's played. Even when we go to our spring break trip, where that's for a whole week and we're getting in probably about 5 to 6 matches, you know, everything has is meaningful. Every match is a way for you to get better. And he definitely, you know, suggests that and speaks that at our practices. It shows that with his play and not always with speaking, but always with just his attitude and what he shows on the court. And that's important because you have to use everything to get yourself better. And particularly those matches, because we play a lot of tennis and it's so easy to check out maybe in a match or so, whether it just be a singles match or just a doubles match. But when we have those leaders, you know, like we have a leader such as himself, and he stresses to us that, you know, it's important to keep your focus. That's good.
Tiger tennis, the topic here on the Tiger Sports Network. A couple of other now upperclassmen have begun to really assert themselves as well. Sergio Fishkin and Stefan Antwi have been major contributors to this program over the course of the last couple of years. Talk a bit about their biggest areas of improvement between last year and what you've seen so far in the fall this year, Coach.
I think that you could put them both in the same category when you're talking about their improvements, and it's just really mentally. It's just really about stringing points together. They both have tremendous talent. No one denies that. It is very obvious to see with their footwork, with their serves, their forehands, and their backhands that they all have tremendous talent and can play. Now, the biggest area of improvement that I've seen from last year to this year is just mentally how they hold themselves together when things aren't always going the way that they want. I think that they're both really used to winning, and because they're different in their various weapons that they have, and it's just really understanding that, hey, you know, it might not work out for this point, but the next 4 or 5 points, if it works out, that's pretty much a good thing. So anytime you can start to look at having talent and then adding in that mental piece, which goes hand in hand, you got a complete player. So with those two, I would definitely say the improvement has been mentally.
The Tigers finished 6th last year in the North Coast Athletic Conference Tournament. They'll get North Coast Athletic Conference West Division play coming up in the spring, as well as, of course, a trip down on spring break to play a number of matches there. You alluded to earlier, Coach, 4 freshmen incoming on the men's side, also on the women's side. We'll get to the women in just a moment. Already, when you look at the results, all 4 of them seem to be getting significant playing time out of the gate. Obviously, it's good to see that coming out, that they've been able to contribute already. What do you see when you look at this 4 freshman class that you brought in this past year?
When I look at that freshman class, I see lots of talent and promise. TennisRecruiting.net voted Wittenberg's incoming freshman class for the men's tennis team as borderline one of the top 25 recruiting classes in the country. So as soon as you get a title like that, you know that the incoming freshman class you have is going to be good. Since they've been here, they have produced 3 of them have, actually all of them have started in dual matches for us this fall, and all of them have seen playing times, whether it be in tournaments or in the dual matches. You look as far as the one that's playing the top court as far as for all the freshmen right now is Joseph Mara. He's listed at court 4. He's coming from the state of Montana, was ranked 5th in the whole entire state. So obviously he's coming from a winning tradition. You have Tyler Strong, who was a part of a team state championship and has finished right around one of the top 8 doubles teams for the whole state of Kentucky the past 2 years. You have Sam Wilkie from Cincinnati, Ohio, coached by one of the best coaches in the country, Matt Dectus, and he finished 2nd in the state for Ohio, all of Ohio, as a sophomore for doubles. And then also Jonathan Mueller, who was a scrappy player, won the sectionals last year for Columbus, and he's also a strong player himself. And we look at all 4 of them, they all bring something different to the table. They all have various different playing styles, and you can't help but be excited because they all want to win. They all come from winning tradition, so there's no drop-off in what they expect to have in college. And anytime you bring players in who expect to win, have won a majority of, you know, their whole tennis careers, you're going to have great results. So that's why I'm extremely, extremely excited about that freshman class. I mean, doubles, singles, everything. Even every time they hit a volley, you just get excited because they're definitely showing that they're ready to be here.
And, of course, you still have plenty of time between now and the North Coast Athletic Conference tournament coming up this spring, Coach, to toy with your lineups and figure out what's the best singles one through six, and then your best doubles combinations. I imagine you're starting to get an idea of where some people might fit on both the men's and women's sides in your six, and then in your three doubles.
Yes, man. I've got a better feel of what it's going to look like for the spring. However, there's still you still don't know exactly, because those freshmen, they're still improving, and you're still coming up with different combinations that they can play, that you can play with for doubles. And as far as singles, you know, with our team, everyone is just that good and that competitive that on any other day they can pretty much beat each other. So our lineup is still working itself out the right way that it needs to be, which is not just primarily based on who beats who. But it's a great problem to have when you have all your players that are that competitive from first singles all the way down to maybe number 10. And, you know, so I'm really, really excited. You know, we're definitely deep in the one thing that I do love is doubles. And, you know, to have that many options that many great options that have won at the state level, even with just your freshman class, you're going to have a tremendous amount of options for your doubles lineup for the upcoming spring.
Switching gears over towards the women's team, 4-0 during the non-conference portion of the schedule this fall, and then likewise, much like the men's team, they competed in a couple of flighted tournaments as well. Coach, when you look at this women's team, you look immediately at a couple of things. First of all, you've got a senior coming back in Jane Miley, who was number one this past year. Number two, it looks like, is going to be where she'll line up this year. She's going to provide leadership, I have to imagine, in a number of ways as one of your captains. Then likewise, you've got a freshman at number one, at least through the first few matches of the season. I guess that's where we begin when we take a look at this women's team. Let's talk a little bit about Jane and what she's been able to do this past off season, getting ready for this year.
I think Jane put in a lot of time in the off season, and I do think that that she's definitely, you know, year by year, you look at her results, she's definitely gotten better year by year as far as with her play. She came in here and won a state championship with Upper Arlington with her high school career, and since then she hasn't dropped off in any bit in level of play. Her sophomore year, my first year, I think she actually had about a 15-1 record at court two singles. So as far as what to expect from her, since she's playing court two singles right now currently, you can't help but think that she's just going to dominate it and do really, really well. She provides a lot of leadership and you know, definitely excited for her because she is a senior and everything. But at the same time, she definitely has shown a lot of leadership for our team.
And then on the number one court this year, Coach, you have the pleasure of introducing a freshman to that level. Tell us a little bit about her and then the other three that you brought in and your expectations of the underclassmen this season.
I'll tell you what, my philosophy is you want to be very cautious anytime you have a freshman, you're putting her at that top part of the lineup like that, just because it is a different experience. It is different from high school to college tennis. And you know what, when you have Leanne Miller from Springfield, Ohio, and she's won 97 matches and three losses, and at that, when she's losing in her district rounds of state, she's losing to players that are, you know, in three sets that are making it to the final four in the state, you got to put her where she belongs. And she's proven that she is at that spot. She's won, when you really look at winning, you know, your whole life, she really, you know, shows that with having 97 wins. That's unimaginable for any high school tennis player. So I am very, very pleased with her style of play. She works hard. She's got a great attitude, and she wants to win. And she makes it known when she's playing with the way she goes out there and she competes, whether it be singles, doubles, if it's a baseline game, if it's a practice 8-game pro set, like, she wants to win. And that's what it takes to play court one, because we all know, or any tennis coach knows, that you're going to have those awkward matches. But one thing you can say for sure is that the person that's playing court one wants to win, and at that will do whatever it takes to win. And she shows that, and she can play at that level, and also not just compete but be really successful at that court. So I'm really pleased with her play. We also have another freshman here from Indiana, Emma Bilyeu, who finished third and fourth in the state for Indiana the past 2 years, and I'm definitely looking forward for her doubles play. I mean, she's just a tremendous doubles player. You watch the girl play doubles, and you just can't help but with just all the way she serves and volleys and her style of play. As far as the underclassmen, Alex Cummings, Jackie Stevens, Maggie Stewart, Ann Beach, you have all those players back. Who were starters in some way for singles and doubles, and you definitely got to be excited about that. So we haven't lost much, and really when you look at our singles lineup, we have all of our singles players back except for one, which was Emily Nash due to graduation. And you know, you can't help but be excited about that. Maggie Stewart was definitely surprised actually not just surprised, but actually very pleased with the way that she's been playing so far. She went put in her work in the summer, worked hard, and has gotten herself a starting single spot in the lineup. And then you match that with Kristen Wright, Jessica Coggins, who's also a freshman who is playing really well. And you match those, you've got a very competitive lineup. And you can't help but be very pleased with that.
The Tiger women finished fifth last year in the North Coast Athletic Conference tournament. Likewise, much like the men, they will get North Coast Athletic Conference play underway coming up on the other side of the winter break. But, Coach, it's a different look this year on the women's side in the North Coast Athletic Conference. Everything stays pretty much the same on the men's side because even with the departure of Earlham, they were still able to keep the divisions intact. Women's side wasn't the same way. They have to go now to a complete round robin, I assume. Tell us a little bit about what the North Coast Athletic Conference is going to do now that there's an odd number of teams remaining on the women's side.
For the women's side this year, we'll be doing a round robin, which cluster weekends. We'll be playing everybody in our conference this year, which is a good thing because it gives our players a chance to have their first look at all the teams in our conference before it comes time to play them in the conference tournament, which gives you the automatic qualifier. So it's always a great thing. You know, we're looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to playing some schools that we haven't had the chance to play. And I think it'll be great for our girls and it'll be great for our program. And, you know, we have a great conference. We have a very competitive conference for tennis. And so anytime you have the situation where you get to play a lot of great competition, it's always going to help you when it comes time for your conference tournament when you get to see those teams again for a second time. So all those things are great things.
And then as far as plans for where things are going to go for spring break, obviously you guys have had the opportunity to go down to Hilton Head the last couple of years. I have to imagine that if it ain't broke, don't fix it, Coach. It seems like it's been a good tournament for you guys to go down to on a yearly basis.
Yes, it has been. It's always great weather, and you know, they have the Vandermeer Shipyard Complex, and you know, it's just a great place to go down there and get a lot of tennis played and also get some practice time in. So, yes, we will be down there again for that whole week and be looking to improve on our games as far as with our doubles and singles and getting some girls in there that typically don't get to play and seeing what they can do, because everyone, I have a feeling, will be called on this year to step in one, you know, way or another to play. And, you know, it's great to have that whole week to see what they can do so that you can know what exactly you're working with for the remainder of this spring season.
Now all we've got to do is endure the long, cold winter months, Coach, until we can finally get down to spring break and look forward to all that stuff. But looking forward to the best, and best of luck this upcoming spring.
Thanks, Ben. Go Tigers.
As head coach Justin Stuckey joining us here on the Tiger Sports Network, talking Tiger men's and women's tennis. Men's team finished 3-0 in the fall portion of the campaign. Women's team 4-0 as they get set for North Coast Athletic Conference play coming up this spring. You're listening to the Tiger Sports Network.